This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You need surgery.
Bisexuality.
Bisexual.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexual.
Triple bypass.
Bisexual.
Bisexual.
Bisexuality.
Bisexuality.
The best of both worlds.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass
on Joy 94.9.
The team at Triple Bypass respectfully acknowledges that we are broadcasting from the traditional lands of the Boomerang and Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We offer our respects to their elders past, present and emerging, and particularly to the LGBTI community, brother boys and sister girls.
Next to you, and it's hard. The days just seem so dark. The moon, the stars.
Are you supporting the voice of the LGBTIQ community? Call now, 1-300-JOY-949, and become a member or renew your membership now and tell them Margaret Cho sent you.
Thank you, Margaret.
God, Margaret saves the day.
Welcome back to Triple Bypass. Let's try this again.
Let's go again.
It's a Tuesday night. It's now, what is it? It's now 10 minutes past nine, and this is Triple Bypass, the Joy 94.9 show for the buyers and the pans and the queers and the fluids and the haven't decided yet and the not going to decide because, hey, why do I need to decide?
There are many names.
We love all of you, and we respect and love all of you. So how are you doing, Anthony?
I'm doing okay. And just before we went to all that commotion that was happening off air, we are very composed right now, listeners, so stay tuned because we are introducing Bi-Visibility Month tonight on the show. We do have a very exciting day to talk about, which is on the 23rd of September, Bi-Vis Day. Do people know that?
Celebrate Bisexuality Day. What I love is that it's so bisexual because nobody can actually decide what it's called. It's got at least four different names, and it's like, that's fine. We're good with that. We're not gatekeepers on exactly what our celebratory days are called.
No, but we do know how to party, so tune in upcoming shows for information on where we're going to be spending the 23rd of September. But we have a special guest in the studio tonight. We've actually got two special guests on the show tonight, James.
We do. We've unfortunately had a last-minute cancellation. Rebecca Dominguez, the president of Bisexual Alliance Victoria, has had to pull out with a very sore throat. So, yeah, not radio-friendly.
Get well,
but
Rebecca.
We do have Josh Muller.
Yes, and Josh, now let me try that again. You are the current treasurer of the Melbourne Bisexual Network.
Yes, I'm the current treasurer. I used to be the secretary.
Yes, and you're also a practicing psychologist specialising in gender and sexuality. You work at the Mining Quality Centre at North Fitzroy, and you are just an all-round super great bi guy.
Right, I'm going to be emanating calm and zen to y'all after those technical difficulties, which absolutely were not your fault. I witnessed it. I saw it.
And that, the song we just played, actually, the Don't Fall in Love by the Ferrets, was one of your selections. What made you want to pick that for tonight?
Was. So I don't know the sexuality of any of the Ferrets, but I picked it because it's produced by Molly Meldrum, who is a... you know, fabulous Australian icon and actually bi.
Right, and yeah. Not too many people think of Molly Meldrum being bi. People just assume that he's gay.
Yeah.
We might just quickly do a quick whip around of the bisexual-related news that's been going on. It turns out, okay, I'm an avid Stranger Things watcher, and it turns out Barb is one of us, which is news that came out last year. I missed it last year. But Shannon Purser, who plays Barb, who doesn't come to a very nice end in the first season, and then there was a Bring Back Barb or Save Barb.
Save Barb.
Became this trending hashtag in between seasons. Yeah. Last year she came out as bisexual. And a year since coming out, she was interviewed, and she said that, she really wanted to do it because, and this really ties into the themes of this month, she wanted to help young bisexuals feel less alone. And she's spoken about that experience and said that basically, you know, role models and visibility and people in the media for young bisexuals are just so vitally important. And she's right, which is the whole point of Bi-Visibility Month.
And I'm pretty sure that actress is also in Riverdale. Is that her? Riverdale has some really great bi stuff.
Mm.
Hard on the bisexual lighting. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, I like their point, you know, about sort of being visible and how, like, people just knowing that there are other bisexual, particularly famous people who are sort of more visible and sort of in public view, because when somebody does come out as bisexual, don't you just feel this sort of special connection with them? Even though you know nothing about them other than their character on whatever show you're watching. That you know they're bisexual, and there's just all of a sudden they become extra special to you.
Yeah, and I think there's a degree of, you know, good on you, because it's like, because it's so easy to dodge the label. But people who really actually embrace the label, like Shannon Purser has done, just really make me go, yeah, good on you.
Right. Mm. Well, someone today actually did not only dodge the label, but did some pretty fucking horrible things to the label. We're after 9 o'clock.
Are we talking about our Prime Minister, by any chance?
Well, look, I'm not going to name names, but it rhymes with homo.
Yeah. So our new Prime Minister, who threw Byzantine behind-the-scenes stuff, is now our Prime Minister after being a... anyway, I'll just leave my politics at the door, I suppose. But he has said that he sent his kids to a private Baptist school to avoid having, quote, the values of others imposed upon them, i.e. specifically, acceptance and not bullying people and, you know, generally being nice to people who are different from you. And he and Ellen Jones had this really sleazy chat. It was really gross, where they talked about these role-playing exercises that kids are doing in school, about a bisexual teen who has had multiple sexual partners.
Right, and I mean, just the fact that they will talk about a bisexual teen with multiple sexual partners. Firstly, there's nothing wrong with multiple sexual partners, but the spirit that was sort of presented with on the radio, and the sort of the negative image that they wanted to not only give bisexuality but also the sex ed program was appalling.
Yeah, people who have multiple sexual partners are just bad people, obviously. Barnaby Joyce.
it was just really slut-shaming and really playing into all of the myths that we're familiar with around bisexual women specifically in a really gendered, horrible way.
Yeah. He also said, this is a chilling phrase. This is a direct verbatim quote. I don't think that should be happening in a public school or a private school. So he's basically saying, this is more of this quote. When it comes to public schools, as you know, they're funded by the government. Dramatic pause. How about we just have state schools that focus on things like learning maths and science? So it's like, oh, gee, what's he going to start doing if he gets re-elected?
I mean, it's really worrying. I mean, and then we think of sort of what they did to safe schools and sort of any chance of sending positive messages out there for LGBTI young people to live in safer environments and have their identities affirmed and celebrated and supported. I mean, this is just another blow, I think.
But there are positives. Even in the political sphere, there are positives. We've got an openly bi Senate candidate in the US. She's the first one ever for a major party, i.e. the two big parties, Democrat and Republican. Kyrsten Sinema is the Democrat candidate in Arizona. She's the first openly bi candidate ever for Republicans or Democrats. And apparently, it's a record-breaking year. There's an organization called Victory, I think is their name, who look at this sort of thing and record these sorts of things. Apparently, in 2018, more than 400 openly LGBTIQ plus candidates are standing for election to public office at various levels and various types in 2018. And apparently, that's a new record. That's just astonishing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wait, do we have any openly bisexual politicians in Australia? I can't remember. I think we do have some mayors, I think. I'm not sure if we have anyone in like House of Reps or Senate.
No, I don't know about bisexual, but one of my heroes, Penny Wong, we could have as bisexual. If Penny declared her bisexuality, I'd be happy with that. But I'm happy with her being a lesbian woman too.
I think she's fine as she is, and we're all happy with that. No need to feel any pressure there, Penny. You do you.
You do you, Penny.
But anyway, so
are you ready for a bi Prime Minister?
Oh, by minister.
By minister.
that's just heaven, really.
Right.
Yeah,
2025.
I may be the Prime Minister, but I'm always on the crossbench.
Bad.
Shocking.
Bad. Shocking. I think we are probably going to go to break. Hey, listen, tune in. Keep tuning in, listener, because if you want to get involved in this conversation, please do join on 0427-JOY-949. Text us in. That's 0427-569-949. Or send us an email onair@joy.org.au. We, later on in this show, we're going to be talking to Josh about the Melbourne Bisexual Network and Bi Visibility Day, and James, we'll hear from you a bit of an update from the Bi Alliance Victoria. But much later in the show, we're going to be talking to Misty Farquhar from Perth, from the Bi community there. We'll get an update from what's happening in Perth.
Yeah, but for now, we're just going to have a quick break and we'll be back chatting with Josh in just a few minutes. You're on Triple Bypass on Joy. That's right, you are on Joy, Triple Bypass on a Tuesday night for the Bis, the Pans, and the everybody else who fits in between.
I like saying multi-gender attracted because I never get to pronounce that word like that ever, except for when I say multi-gender attracted.
You're just trying to make multi sound a bit more bi. Multi.
Yes, I am. We're here with Josh Muller from the Melbourne Bisexual Network, and it's Bi Visibility Month. Yeah, that's right. We do get a month.
Love September.
Love September. Josh, tell us about the Melbourne Bisexual Network.
Right. So the Melbourne Bisexual Network was started just a little bit over a year ago with the aim of improving the health of bi people or bi plus people. And that was through a number of different avenues. It was through looking at health services, it was looking at education, it was looking at reducing biphobia. But we were a whole bunch of bi activists that were really keen to actually get something done, make change.
Yeah, because that's one of the things that it's just when you look at it and you just see, you know, nothing's really happening and I want something to happen, and it can be really hard to build up that momentum. But I suppose that's what one of the things you're trying to do is just like, yeah, build up that pressure slowly and just make something happen, make something change.
Well, I would have to say, I don't know if the word slow really applies. We were a fireball of bi-furious energy in those rooms, especially in those first couple of meetings. But honestly, like, in a lot of our meetings.
Right. And and for anyone listening who has ever, and this is rare, right, to ever be in the same room with only all bisexual people in the space, is a pretty buzzy kind of a feeling. Like, it rarely happens unless you have, like, James, like you and Rebecca that have formed the Bi Alliance Victoria discussion groups and with the Melbourne Bisexual Network. Outside of those spaces, where else do you go where it's only bi and pan people?
I mean, I've had people come to the discussion group and just say, I don't think I've ever met other self-identified bisexual people, let alone being in a room full of them.
And so we're wanting to have that kind of space of kind of bi people for bi people kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we've been doing it. Yeah, bye. we've been doing all sorts of things, from presenting at conferences to giving education to mental health professionals, to looking at writing documents and spreading education. We've had a few meetups and things. Yeah, it's been powerful.
And so what have you found? What's the response been like? Because the Melbourne Bisexual Network have presented at a few conferences. You know, Melbourne Bisexual Network have teamed up with BAV to also present on panels. And so I'm just sort of wondering, what's been your experience about people who come along to LGBTI forums and get to hear a bi-specific presentation, which doesn't usually happen?
I think some of the most powerful stuff has been mental health professionals especially, but also people kind of broadly across health organisations actually saying, wow, I had no idea the statistics were that dire for bisexual people. I always thought they must have it better than us gays and lesbians. And actually, the stats are the opposite, right? But not only that, but looking at crossover of, like we talk about, bi plus in the sexuality realm, there's a massive crossover with the trans and gender diverse kind of communities, you know. Like, something like in that Trans Pathways report, like 50% of those young people were identifying as multigender attracted.
And it does get a bit frustrating, doesn't it? Because we have these statistics and we know that it's happening, but we're still lacking in a lot of the research to actually find the cause of this stuff, aren't we?
We're lacking in research, we're lacking in funding for research, we're lacking in funding for groups like ours and projects. You know, as much as I think we've achieved an enormous amount in this last year, we've been totally unfunded. We do it off, you know, off the back of our own money, really. And, you know, running off the, what do you call it, off the smell of an oily rag? I hate that phrase.
Yes.
But like, yeah, just running on fumes, running on nothing, running on energy of advocates and volunteers.
And that's fair enough for the first year to get us all together, to be motivated and inspired by each other, to get increase by visibility and ensure that the health sector is behaving in a bi-inclusive way. But James, on a show on Triple Bypass recently, you found some figures, and I know they were from the US, but you talked about how much funding actually went to buy specific programs.
Yeah, there was one set of numbers that was over 20 years, and there was another one that was just in 2016, and it was in the multiples of millions. It was like 5 million, 10 million, like for lesbian specific things and gay male specific things. It was something, I think it was 17 million for trans specific things, which is good because, you know, they need a big boost in funding because they're getting a lot more recognition and actual action happening now. But, yeah, the total for bisexual-specific initiatives was $300. It was $6 a week.
Yeah, we added it up to about Anana to sort it, the variety pack, a month per meeting, and some coffee and tea, you know. Not the herbal kind, just the standard.
Yeah, just the bushels, nothing fancy.
Well, and if you think of kind of real terms demographics of Australia, bisexuals at a conservative estimate, it's maybe around 5% of the population, right?
Mm.
So if we're at 26 million, 25 million, 26 million?
Something like that. Yep. It's over a million.
We're 5%, so... Mm.
Yep. 1.5 million, something along those lines.
Yep.
So the Melbourne Bisexual Network, what's the scope look like of sort of attracting some funding and supporting the work that yous are doing? Because, you know, yous are going out there to health providers who... sometimes the very first people might come out to, because we don't come out to our families first. Usually we don't. We might come out to some close friends, perhaps some work colleagues, although biphobia happens quite a bit in workplaces. But we'll come out to our counsellor or our psychologist.
Right. And I think that's really a key area that we were wanting to focus on was who do we come out to? Where are we most vulnerable? And I think when you're facing bi-specific issues and you're wanting to bring those to a counsellor or to a psychologist, for that person to then throw in your face biphobic attitudes or myths, or you have to educate them about these things, it's often actually the last time that person will ever go to a psychologist because they've had such a bad experience.
And a lot of the times these professionals they're trying to do the right thing. They're not intentionally being biphobic, but a lot of the time they have experience with like gay clients and they sort of go, well, here's the toolkit, I'll just apply the same toolkit, and they just don't often they just don't realize that it actually, you know, bisexuals have a whole slew of different issues. They have some of the same issues as the gay community, but not all the same, and they have some that are completely unique to them.
Well, it's the monosexual bias. It's what we've all internalized in terms of understanding sexual orientation, and you know, as you put it nicely, James, once when I first met you, is bisexuals are very inconvenient for other people. They start to look at you really confused when you try and explain it to them.
Right. But I'm a psychologist, and I think about psychology and mental health of where can I learn the most? And where can I learn the most about sexuality? It's from the people who break the rules of sexuality. So from ace and arrow people, who are maybe not experiencing sexual attraction or sexual arousal, from people who are bi or bi plus, who are experiencing attraction across different genders or multiple genders. That's where you get into the really interesting nitty gritty, like stuff at the borders of looking at what's important.
If that's true of science in general, I think just that idea that when something behaves as you sort of theorized it would, you don't actually learn all that much from it. It's when it does something surprising and different is when you go, whoa, that was unexpected, why did that happen? And that's when you can really learn things.
Right. And it's when we say, well, actually our model doesn't predict the data well, so what do you throw out that data? or do you actually change your model to encompass all of that diversity? It's the same with gender as well. Where do we have the most to learn about gender? From trans folk, from non-binary folk.
And that is a lovely way of putting it. But this sort of outlier or this different thing that gets picked up in the data as we're sort of using that metaphor for understanding bias, sort of different and sort of uncommon perhaps in our thinking around sexuality, these people also become targets of all sorts of abuses and discriminations. So we're going to talk some more about that. We'll come back.
Yeah, we're just going to go to a song now. This is another one of Josh's selections. This is American Idiot by Green Day. Why'd you pick this one?
Green Day, The lead singer is bi.
Yep.
And they've done a ton of really great activism in kind of queer spaces through the punk scene and the rock and roll scene while they are performing.
Awesome. So enjoy this. This is American Idiot, and we're going to have a quick break, and we'll be back with you soon.
I'm Mara Wilson, former child actor, current writer, aspiring bicon, and you are listening to the show that puts the B in LGBTIQ. Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
Thank you, Mara Wilson. We have an exclusive podcast-only interview with her on the Joy website, so joy.org.au/triplebypass, and you can find it there and have a listen. Ruby had a good old chat with Mara, who I think of as the Mrs. Doubtfire kid. But a lot of people think of her as Matilda. But yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're talking to Josh Muller tonight. This is James.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Josh.
And if you want to get involved in the conversation tonight, you can SMS us on 0427 569 949, or send us an email onair@joy.org.au. And we have a message come in. It says, "Hey team, just wondering when your next forum conference is, and are these open to the general public, or do we need to be in a specific industry? Thanks from Melly." And Josh, I think that one's for you.
Yeah, look, it's a good question. We're a professional network. We're there to work. Having said that, we actually get people from all different parts of the community coming up to our meetings. So generally we have it on like the last Monday of the month. Generally it's at the Thorn Harbour Health offices in St Kilda. But yeah, perhaps if you shoot us an email, we can pass on the specific details if you're keen. Yeah.
And if people want to find out about the Melbourne Bisexual Network, they can email you at where?
It's melbournebinetwork@gmail.com. You can also go to our website, melbournebisexualnetwork.com, I think.
Yes.
I don't know. if you play around with the .coms and .orgs, I'm pretty sure you can find it.
We've got another message as well. Sarah sent us a message saying that as a bi person with anxiety, doctors and psychologists have frequently misinterpreted my sexuality. Once I came across medical records listing my sexuality as, quote, homosexual without consent, it was just assumed that I was a lesbian, hoping this new mental health professional I'm seeing will be different. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you so much. And I'm sorry you had such a bad experience.
I know, Sarah. And unfortunately, Sarah, it's common. And I think that's why, Josh, you know, you've been talking about really targeting those workforce, those people in those professions.
I'd also really encourage mental health consumers, so people out in the community, to push your mental health professionals to do better. If you're a bi person about to start seeing a therapist and your bisexuality is important to you or a big part of your life, send an email or put that in your phone call and your intake to say, hey, being bi is a part of my life. I need you to educate yourself. Go to Melbourne Bi Network, or go to Thorn Harbour Health, or do the Rainbow Tick. Educate yourself so that I am not going to have to in session.
Because it's funny, isn't it? You're like, I'm paying you rather a lot of money. I don't want to be paying you money to educate you.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's why I only be pay now. Oh, so, come on. So we went for what? A good, how long? Without a pun? Jesus. In the spirit of puns and how much we love them, I just want to send a quick shout out to Amber from Sydney and Bridget from Brisbane, a couple of bisexuals out interstate who I think might be listening tonight, and we might hear more from them in the future. No pressure.
Brisbane is the biggest B, right?
It's a B. It is a B. Yes.
Another way you can get involved in the community is Bisexual Alliance Victoria is going to be holding its annual general meeting on Sunday, the 16th of December at 2:30 p.m. at Drummond Street Services. That's at 100 Drummond Street, Carlton. And yeah, we'll be doing our standard stuff, but if you just want to meet the committee and get to know us, come along. So just again, that is 2:30 p.m. on Sunday, 16th of September at 100 Drummond Street, Carlton.
And they can join up as members?
Yeah, it's very cheap. We have like a nominal membership thing. It's like we're sort of required by the rules of being an incorporated body to charge, and it's like it's some ridiculously small amount of money. But yeah, financial membership's great, and if you're a financial member, you can even join our committee if you want to. We've got one vacancy, I believe, right now. We've recently done some recruiting. We've got some awesome, new, exciting people in our committee.
And I'd encourage everybody and anyone who's listening to this live, either on the podcast, and if you identify as bisexual or you're a bi ally,
or pan, or
multi-gender attracted, get involved. Get involved in the community. The bi community here in Melbourne is growing. I mean, the Bi Alliance Victoria has done great work over, nearly two decades now?
Bi Alliance has always existed for a little bit less than a decade, but it was an outgrowth of a few other things. But yeah, it's about two decades, like history, with other groups as well. And another way you can get involved, if you just want to have a bit of a chat, and if you're a bit nervous about meeting people in person, you can jump on Facebook. Ruby has founded the Bisexual Plus Community Melbourne group on Facebook, and it's a nice bunch of people if you just want to hang out and have a chat.
Yes, yep. And there's over 400 members there, and they do organise monthly social groups that are there for just a bit of fun, getting to meet people and getting to know people and having good conversation.
Yeah, you got to join that group, got to get those bi memes. Got to get those by articles.
As we like to say about Ruby, they communicate in memes mostly. That's their primary means of communication.
Primarily memes of communication.
Nice.
So we're not just... like we said, the Melbourne Bisexual Network are always looking for members. That's either people who may want to sit on the committee or to just come in and check out the work that they do in the monthly meetings. We're going to travel interstate in a moment. We are off to Perth.
Through the magic of technology.
We are. We are going to Perth. We are speaking to our friend and bi activist, Misty Farqua.
The great Misty Farqua.
Yes, and for those who haven't heard Misty on our show before, Misty is a researcher, educator and advocate, the founder of the Bisexual Plus community in Perth, and also a radio presenter on RTR FM out in Perth.
Awesome. Well, we're just going to go, we're going to play Kesha, because this one's one of mine, because I love Kesha. She's my bi icon at the moment. Or Janelle. It's so hard to decide. We've got too many bay icons to
choose
from.
They're great bioneers.
Now. But this is this one's just a good old rock track. So enjoy this, and we'll be back in a minute. Go get down. You are coming there. My moves are world renowned. So good you won't believe. Oh, oh, oh. All right. Some people, they got the big brains. They make all the computer games. Some people, they look so sexy. Pop and fizzle like a Pepsi. Some people, they got the money. Drive around in Lamborghinis. I don't need any of those things. I just wanna dance like a mother. Yeah!
Feet.
Doesn't like a lunch date, exploring a gallery, bowling or making new friends at some of Melbourne's best bars? For LGBTIQ plus people who experience mental health challenges, Brand Mission has the social group for you. OutMinds holds regular hangouts around Melbourne, creating an accepting, safe and supportive environment for queer people experiencing mental health struggles. Come join us. Contact Sam on 0488 377 248 or head to the LGBTIQ plus page on the Brand Mission website for more. A community message supported by Joy.
Our motto at Vic Tennis, fun, fitness, friendship. Social and competitive tennis for all skill levels. We run social tennis every Sunday from 1 p.m. There are two seasons of doubles competition each year and a variety of tournaments and social events where our members are at their colourful best. We're proud to be one of the longest standing gay and lesbian sporting associations in Victoria. Visit victennis.com to find out more. A community message supported by Joy.
Thank you for joining us. This is Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. I'm James.
I'm Anthony.
I'm Josh.
Thank you for joining us, Josh. And we've got another guest. I'm just bringing the phone line up now. Misty, are you there?
I am.
Hey!
Welcome, Misty. Misty, for those who are listening who are meeting Misty for the first time, Misty is our buddy all the way in Perth, a researcher, educator and bi advocate doing some amazing bi inclusivity work in Perth. Misty, welcome again to Triple Bypass.
Thank you. Hi, friend.
It's great to hear your voice. Misty, tell us what's been going on in Perth. It's Bi Visibility Month. We're all down here, we're all busting to come up with something pretty remarkable to do on the 23rd. How are things going up there?
Yeah, really good. So for Bi Visibility Day, we've got a big picnic planned, and at this stage it looks like about 40 people are going to come along.
Wow.
which is great. We haven't even really promoted it yet. So, so just a picnic in the park with just a little unicorn cake.
Of course.
Maybe there'll be a piñata, who knows?
So just for those people who are listening who haven't heard about your work before, what sort of stuff do you do?
So the group that I run, along with three other bi advocates locally, is called Bisexual Plus Community Perth. We started that in 2015 and now has almost 800 members. So it's a Facebook group. We started off by running an event maybe once every couple of months or whenever we could get around to it. But this year we've actually seen, you know, there's one or two events every month, and a lot of them are actually member-generated events now, which is fantastic.
Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that a wonderful thing that happens when you've been doing volunteering, running of a group like that? When people start coming to you and saying, "Oh, do you mind if I start some sort of event? Do you mind if I run something?" And it's like, "Please do!"
Right?
Yeah, it's really nice, and it's it's really good, and people have some really crazy ideas, and, you know, there's been games nights and bowling and all sorts of stuff, whereas we were kind of just having coffees before that. So now we're doing all sorts of fun things.
I found out that the bi group in Philadelphia has a board games night, and I'm very jealous.
I think that could be a regular thing quite easily, because we're kind of nerds.
Yeah, there are a lot of nerds in the bi community. I say that as a proud nerd myself.
And we've also been seeing a lot more of a media presence, which is something we've been working on, the admins in particular have been working on. So the couple of us are actually on the local LGBTI radio show All Things Queer here. So that brings a bit of bi content there. But one of our new admins is also a writer for the local LGBTI press out in Perth. So they've been actually managing to bring a story each month on bisexuality in some way, shape or form, which has just been incredible.
That's amazing. Misty, what's the response been like? Because you started the group and you were the first person to actually organise the formal and sort of kind of organised Pride March sort of banner and people to march under the with the banner at Pride up there. You've seen the sort of bi community really sort of grow out in Perth. What sort of response are you getting from others in the LGBTI community?
It's mixed. I don't want to sound like it's all peaches and cream over here. It is mixed, but I think there has been an increasing acceptance of bisexuality here because of the visibility. I think, you know, previously that just wasn't there, and so it was really easy to forget that there's, you know, more than LG in the acronym. But now, you know, we're getting noisier and we're difficult to ignore. So I think it's getting better.
We've always been noisy. It's just, you know, we're just screaming in the right way now.
Well, you know, the difficult thing for me, I think, is, and the reason I started the group is because, you know, although I had been bisexual for a very long time and knew it and was out to my friends and family, I actually didn't know any other bisexual people in Perth, or I didn't think I did. And so this was a way of, you know, that solidarity and banding together makes it easier to be noisy.
That's an important qualification, isn't it? That thing is like, I don't know any bisexuals, or at least I don't think I do, because unfortunately bisexuals have a really low rate of being out to family and friends and co-workers.
That's right, yeah. And so now I kind of wander around just assuming that everyone is bisexual unless they tell me otherwise, which is a much nicer world for me.
Oh, it's a great way to live.
What do we call it? It's by default. That's the that's the world
Love
view.
It.
By until proven otherwise.
Better.
Yeah. We recently, because we've got the Pride, our Pride month is November in Perth. So because of that, we don't actually have any funding. You know, we're just a group of people and a Facebook group. So we tried, we thought we'd try crowdfunding this year. And we managed to raise enough money to cover off our bi visibility event and our Pride Parade March, all from members of the LGBTI community that weren't known to us as bi people. So, so that was really lovely. And it was relatively easy for us to do that as well. Again, very little promotion around it. So I think people are starting to embrace us over here.
That is so, that's cool, because as someone, as a member of the Melbourne Bisexual Network, and I know Josh, our treasurer, is sitting right here, and we're constantly thinking about fundraising and how to get cash coming in the door. It looks like there's quite a few more ideas than we thought.
We're very...
And you know, we kind of have this little tongue-in-cheek joke amongst ourselves that, you know, bisexual people are all poor and unwell. So the statistics actually do show that that's a real problem in our community. So going to the community itself and saying, hey, can you chuck in, is not necessarily the best way of doing it. But, you know, going to the broader community, it's worked for us.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that Rebecca Dominguez, the president of the Bi Alliance, has said to me a couple of times, that, you know, when you sort of go, well, we'll just do crowdfunding, we'll do some sort of fundraising, it's like, you are talking about statistically one of the most financially disadvantaged groups in the rainbow.
Yeah,
this is true. This is true. But there are some who are doing really well for themselves, so...
And we do, Misty, you're right, you know, you talked about sort of doing this work unfunded. We're all doing this work unfunded here in Melbourne, but there's something, you know, it's not that hard to find that internal motivation. And I know it shouldn't be the only thing that we rely on, because it's really unfair if it is, but, you know, that internal motivation to be amongst other bi folk or pan folk and to be sort of, to have this sort of same vision in mind, you sort of keep each other going. And it's, and we were saying earlier about sometimes it's the only time we are, in the presence of other bi people and only bi people, and that's a buzz.
Right, and the way I think about my activism in being part of Melbourne Bisexual Network is, not only am I, like, sure, I'm putting some time and energy into it, but I'm actually getting a lot of energy out of it, getting a lot of well-being out of it.
That's what happens where every month I facilitate the Melbourne Bisexual Discussion Group, and yeah, there are some weeks where it might be a little hard to get out of the house, but then once I get there, it always pays back dividends. It's always a net gain for me.
Right. I always actually love seeing bi speakers talk about bisexuality. And Misty, I had the pleasure of seeing you at the Health Indifference Conference, which I believe is now on YouTube. If anyone wants to Google that.
Misty's speech?
Yeah, one of the keynote ones. It was real good.
We'll have to put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, or jump on YouTube and search for Misty Farquhar. Yeah, I mean, and just in general, you know, visibility is so important, because, like, I think probably all of us, all four of us in this conversation, we've had those experiences where somebody is just so appreciative of just seeing themselves represented. I mean, like, I've been to Melbourne Pride March so many times, and there's been moments where, like, every march, there's always at least one moment where somebody just gets so excited to see us. Like, they're just so, like, literally jumping up and down with joy just to see us there. And that's when you sort of go, yeah, that's worth it.
Right. Like, all it takes for me is one private message or post on our wall to say, you know, this group has meant so much to me, or thank you for posting an article, or, you know, that's all I need. You know, once a year, that just keeps me going, because I remember what it was like feeling like I was the only one. And I know how much of a difference that's made to me.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this and you feel like you need a bit of community, and you're not, you know, you're feeling like you're bisexual, pansexual, and you don't feel like you've got a connection to a community, there are groups out there. You know, if you're in Melbourne, you can come along to the Bi Discussion Group, or you can jump on Facebook, or if you're anywhere in Australia, it's specifically a Melbourne group on Facebook, but Bisexual Plus Community of Melbourne. If you're in Perth, jump on Misty's group, Bisexual Plus Community Perth on Facebook, yes?
That's right, yeah. And we're happy for people from anywhere around the country or around the world to join. It's, you know, obviously they can't be at the meetups, but they can certainly benefit from the discussions that happen on the page.
Wherever you can join both. What the hell?
And you can like
Triple Bypass on Facebook as well while you're there.
I know I'm a member of like four or five different bi groups on Facebook, and I follow like three or four different things.
Endless flood of puns.
So many good puns. It's just amazing. But actually, so like I'm a psychologist at the Mind Equality Center. I often get sent the bi people. I'm like, you know, known in the offices. By person a little bit, and I would actually always encourage dipping your toe into Facebook groups or things like that if you're bi and maybe struggling to come out or struggling to share that part of you with other people, just joining a bunch of groups is a really kind of low-cost way to dip your toe in and start exposing mm-hmm. yourself to more bi content, more bi people, normalizing it and actually reducing some of the anxiety around it.
And if you just want to hear a bunch of cool people talking about bisexuality, you can get our podcasts on iTunes or on joy.org.au/triplebypass.
Yes.
We've got 2.5 years worth of podcasts there now. If you want to have a listen, we've got awesome stuff like Mara Wilson and Margaret Cho and Misty Farquhar.
Yes, Misty Farquhar.
And me!
Misty!
Hey, can I just give one little shout-out
yes.
before you send me away? I've had a request from the person who looks after the Bi Visibility Day website for anyone who's having events around the world to go and submit their event so that people around the world can see all of the events that are happening, you know, like our
cool.
picnic and whatever you guys end up doing in Melbourne. Yeah. It's just Google Bi Visibility Day and there's a website where you can do that.
That's great. And you can also send us an email at Triple Bypass. What's our email address, James? Send us an email at the show and we're happy to sort of give it a plug on the show. Misty, you know, what's happening with you and sort of your research and your advocacy? What does the next few months look like for you other than Bi Viz Day?
It's so not rock star anymore. For me, it's research-wise, it's data analysis and writing for the next year and a half at least. I've done a lot of interviews and I've done a lot of data collection and now I need to make sense of it all and write about it. So, and that is research around non-binary sexualities and genders in relation to human rights. So that's me pretty much. Although we are having a little conference. We're having a conference over here in WA around ally networks and universities. And we'll be doing a bisexual panel at that because we wanted to make sure that there was representation. So I'm just trying to get out there as much as possible, making sure that, you know, the B is there in any LGBTI stuff.
Well, thank you so much, Misty. Thank you for joining us. And thank you, Josh.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's great to be on.
It's really great to
to
kick off Bisexual Visibility Month, September, the month of Freddie Mercury's birthday.
Yay!
And thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you so much for joining us tonight, to the listeners out there. This is Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. Thank you very much. And
be visible in September!
And stick around after this because Local Roots will be on playing some really awesome Aussie music. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.